What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Next man up, 102.5, the game. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly with you on this Monday morning. Titans training camp in full swing tomorrow. Joint practice in Santa Clara with the 49ers. And to help us cover the Titans, we now go to our phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And we're joined by Julian Minnesone from News 2. Julian, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. How's it going this morning?
Great. You know, Corey is going to be out in Santa Clara doing the game. He's doing sideline for the game on News 2, and that means I get to have the office to myself this week, so that's pretty awesome.
Some peace and quiet for you with Corey out. We feel the same way about Wednesday.
I can imagine.
Julian, you've been out there at Titans practice these past two, the stadium scrimmage on Friday and Sunday. We were just talking about it. Feels like Cam Ward and Carnell Tate, that connection really started to heat up. How have you seen their chemistry, their relationship develop through these first couple of weeks of training camp?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been the thing that everybody's kind of talking about, right? And individually for each of those guys, I mean, number one, I think Cam has really taken command, particularly over these last couple of days. I always go back to using the anecdote of I have a buddy named Miles, good college buddy of mine, and he does not know a lick of sports, and that's okay. Like, not everybody in the world is us, right? Not everybody follows sports as closely as we do. But if I took Miles to practice, would he be able to tell who the starting quarterback is going to be, right? Would he be able to pick the guys in the three red jerseys out of the bunch and say, hey, that guy looks like the leader of the team? And I think, to his credit, he'd be able to on this Titans team. Not that it was ever a competition to begin with, like this was Cam Ward's job, right? Like Mitch Trubisky and Will Levis were fighting for that backup role. But I think that's kind of the gap that's there with what we've seen Cam progressing through camp. The way he's commanded the team has been really, really good. His decision-making has gotten a lot better and quicker over the last couple of weeks here in camp. And I think even though it was never really a competition, the fact that he looks the part and he's starting to look the part, I think that's a good thing if you're a Titans fan. As for Carnell Tate, I mean, what can you say? I mean, that guy has been as good as advertised. I mean, of course, the one-handed catch, I heard you guys talking about it from Friday night. That was probably got the biggest oohs and ahs of the night. And then he had the multiple touchdowns in practice we were watching yesterday. But I think the big thing with him is, you know, I was sitting in the draft room in Pittsburgh when he was taken, and, you know, it got the biggest gasp probably of the night. And, you know, full disclosure, Corey and I were talking to a number of prospects that week, and we didn't even talk to Carnell Tate that much because we were so set on it's going to be Jeremiah Love or it's going to be one of the edge guys. And now we're seeing why we don't get paid to make those decisions. And so, you know, he has looked the part, and I think the biggest thing when it comes to Carnell is you can look the part, but the fact that in 2 weeks of camp there's been no drop-off. And the fact in the matter of these 2 weeks, they're of a demanding training camp schedule. He has looked the part and has really actually gotten better and ascended rather than maybe hitting a rookie wall a day or so. And so I think the connection between them is growing, and I think it's a good sign that it seems like you have your quarterback, at least early signs, and you have your guy who's looking like going to be that number one receiver.
Right. A big weekend for those guys. Stadium scrimmage. And then, of course, three touchdowns for Tate yesterday. Sticking with the offense, Julian, a lot of eyes have gone to the interior of the offensive line, the competitions at center and right guard. Have you been able to glean anything from practice on what that might look like, especially at right guard, where it seems like it's not just Cordell Volson, Jackson Slater, but maybe Fernando Carmona also could be considered there?
Yeah, you know, and I'll say this. From a big picture perspective, I think, especially over the last couple of days where the offense has looked good, the offensive line, I think, has performed pretty serviceably, like relative to what our expectations were. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I could sit up here and say, like, I thought that offensive line this year was going to be a papier-mâché project, right? Like, you know, a papier-mâché project in school where you get a bunch of pieces of paper together and throw it together and you hope it's something beautiful. Well, like, I think they have outperformed what we thought they were going to be. Now, it's easy to say that when you're facing the same guys in practice and your teammates every single day. But, you know, Jermaine Johnson, on the edge guy, said going into the padded practices that the offensive line isn't going to know what hit him. And I think over this past week, you wanted to see how that offensive line was going to respond to a defensive line that's pretty much, you know, without a doubt, the best position group on the squad. And so I think that has been showing up this week. You know, obviously the offenses look good, the running game has looked good, but from the starting five perspective, I would say that at least how it looks to me right now, that four of the five spots are solidified. I think Austin Schlotman, you know, I think he's been pretty solid at center so far, at least in camp. I think, you know, they're getting a fair shake at right guard. The three guys you mentioned, Fernando Carmona, Cordell Volson, and Jackson Slater. I would agree with the unofficial depth chart right now that Volson, because he's got the experience, is listed as the starter. I don't fight that. But, hey, I really like what I saw from Fernando Carmona in practice yesterday. He got into it with Alante Taylor one time. He got into it with Jeff Simmons one time. And, you know, the scouting report on Carmona coming in after the Titans drafted him was he's got a little bit of a mean streak about him. And, you know, you obviously don't want the extracurricular stuff like maybe he had in college. But what has this offensive line been missing over the last couple of years? A level of nastiness. Like, you want a guy that when the defensive lineman is chirping at your quarterback, you want a guy to step in and say, no, 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 you're dealing with me. Kind of like a bodyguard, an enforcer in a way. I think an offensive line could use somebody like that. On top of the fact that Carmona shaved his head and now he looks like he is about to raid Troy with Odysseus as well. Like, he looks the part too. So I've been impressed with Carmona yesterday. And look, if whoever wins the job out of those three guys, you can't say everybody didn't get a shot because they're letting everybody have a turn at that spot right now.
Hey, Julian, really appreciate the Odyssey reference there. But Jake and I have been, for the last month, consistently bashing this offensive line, not understanding why the front office didn't feel the need to address the offensive line more. But like you said, throughout practice, haven't really noticed them getting their lunch eaten, which is actually a good thing. And they've been able to hold their own. But at the same time, too, against this defensive line rotation, it's either you die or you learn to adapt and you hold up your own. Do you think the momentum that they have right now on the offensive side of the ball will carry over into joint practices, not just with the San Francisco 49ers, but with the Seahawks, Bears, and so forth?
You know, I do. I think, obviously, this is going to be the first big test of the Robert Saleh Titans. It's easy to look good against your teammates, right? Like, you know what's coming. You know the other players' tendencies. You know the playbook. It's easy to be impressive against your own guys. Well, now you're going to be facing a stretch of three different teams, as you mentioned, three different teams that are also Super Bowl contenders. Right? Three different teams who really just get after it in practice. And, you know, it's going to be a huge test for this team. I will say, with as impressive as the offensive line, at least the starting five and then the guys who have rotated right guard have been, the one area that I will have some concern about, of course, with this offensive line is the depth. I think that's, if there's a lot of guys who have raised their stock in practice, the one area where I say maybe would be, instead of a tighten up, a tighten down would be probably those swing tackle spots. You know, I think that was the big hubbub on Twitter with Titans fans when J.C. Latham started training camp on the PUP list or Dan Moore went out for a short amount of time. It wasn't necessarily, hey, those guys are out, but who do we have behind those guys? Whether it be Brandon Crenshaw Dixon, who's been kind of hanging on to this roster, Austin Deculus, who was signed this offseason, who didn't have the strongest year last year. And so I think the starting five and then the rotation at right guard has looked solid. I want to know what that depth looks like against another team. And I think we're going to get that answer here soon on Tuesday when they start those joint practices in Santa Clara.
Have you been as impressed as I have been with Robert Saleh's leadership? Because kicking Jeffrey Simmons out of practice on Tuesday, it set the tone. It made a statement. Brian Callahan had several opportunities during his 1.5 seasons as the head coach to kick Jeffrey Simmons out of practice and make a statement. He never did, but Saleh has done it right from the get-go, and we have no idea how the Saleh era is going to ultimately work out. But have you at least been impressed by the culture that he's trying to set and the leadership that he's displayed on the practice field?
Well, Parker, I could say this, like, yes, from a standpoint of it feels different. I hate to cop out and say that answer, but it just feels like, and I don't want to be disrespectful to the last regime, but it just feels like more professionally run, right? It feels like a football team that is ready to turn things around and compete. And I think with him setting the tone with throwing Jeff out, I think that's what you want. Like, nobody is bigger than the team, no matter what antics, no matter what pelts you have on the wall and what money you are making. We are all part of this team, you know, and I think that really set the tone, especially at the start of padded practices where tempers flare and you guys are, you know, guys are hitting each other for the first time. And I think he put those to bed and said, hey, like, there's going to be some instigation in practice. Like, guys are going to be chirping at each other. Guys are going to be hitting each other and trying to get reactions out of others. But you toe that line of aggression. And I think that really, really set the tone. And it just feels more organized out there. And look, Robert Saleh coming in, like, he is, it feels like he is almost like an army general, an army sergeant, not from a standpoint of yelling, but just of a standpoint of, hey, I have command of this team. I'm going to run it the way I want to. And everybody is going to fall in line, but also buy into the mantra of trying to turn this thing around.
Last one for you, Julian. We've talked a lot about the offensive side of the ball. Who are a few players on the defensive side who've stood out to you through the first few weeks of training camp?
Ooh, good question. Can I cop out and say Jeffrey Simmons? No, I'm just kidding. Well, obviously, you know, if I were a fan and I'm sitting anywhere at practice, I go straight to the defensive line. Like, that is a real treat to watch. And it's not just Jeffrey Simmons and John Franklin Myers, but it seems like everybody on that defensive front, the way they practice, the intensity of which they play. I think it's, you know, certainly a sight to see. I think there have been guys that have stepped up. I think that maybe we kind of forgot about in the mix, you know, Jacob Martin, I think has been pretty solid for a guy that's kind of been a journeyman throughout his career. And I really enjoyed hearing from him at the podium this past week. And I think, you know, when we talk about those edge positions, going back to the draft, I think everybody was so fixated on, hey, the Titans are going to get somebody like, you know, Arvel Reese or Reuben Bain or David Bailey, one of these big pass rushers. But now you see with the strength of the interior that they have with JFM and Jeff, the edge guys, I think, are more than serviceable to make a real impact on this team. And so I would go, you know, Jacob Martin and Jermaine Johnson. I also really like the addition of Cordell Flott. You know, I think obviously Alante Taylor is your CB1, but I think Flott plays a lot longer than he portrays. Well, Taylor is kind of the more physical guy. Now, time will tell if they will be the best cornerback duo in the league, like Alante mentioned, but I think especially where that cornerback position has been over the last couple of years, specifically last year when they were just depleted with injuries, and, you know, there's the L'Jarius Sneed experience that Titans fans probably have some PTSD over. Like, I think that just the fact that you have two solid guys there, I think the bar was low, but I think it's a step in the right direction.
Julian, going to be a fun week. Joint practice, first preseason game. We appreciate you coming on. Great insights, and we'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, fellas, anytime.
Julian Mininsohn from News 2 talking Titans with us here on the program. We'll react to what Julian had to say and wrap up hour number one after this. Jake Lyman, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.